7:41 at DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and State Treasurer Mike Frerichs on the phone this morning. Mike, how are you?
I am well, Dave. Good morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Morning.
Glad to have you with us this morning.
A headline out of your office got my attention more than any has in recent memory. Treasurer Frerichs says congressional tax plans would assign Social Security number to a fetus. What does this mean, Mike?
Well, they say that this is so that a family who gets pregnant can open up a college savings account, but this is a solution to a problem that does not exist right now. If you want to establish an account for a child on his way, or if you want to establish an account, start saving, because you know when you have children, you are going to want to save for college. You can do it right now. You can set up a Social Security, set up a college savings account with your Social Security number, and then transfer when the child is here. What this is using tax policy, trying to sneak something in here to push a social agenda.
So I have to ask a dumb question, but why was this part of the tax plan?
Well, because our college savings plans are called 529 accounts. It falls under Article 529 of the tax code, which grants special tax benefits to college savings accounts. You know, this is a good time of year to be talking about this, as people are talking about making gifts to people around the holidays, something that's going to help them not just make them happy on Christmas morning, but also help them for years to come. We encourage people to set up college savings accounts, put their child, their grandchild, niece or nephew on a pathway towards success. So because it deals with the Section 529 of the IRS code, that's why it was put into tax reform. We could talk about that issue all morning.
Okay.
but they're saying you've got to have a number for a fetus to open an account like this right now. Is that correct?
That's what the House bill says.
Okay.
The Senate parliamentarian said this shouldn't be in there. This would be a large expansion and a very complicated thing to administer for the Social Security Administration. And for a lot of people to talk about shrinking the size of government, this would be a big expansion of government.
Okay.
And we're not quite sure how it would actually work, how you assign a Social Security number to a fetus.
So anti-choice advocates believe such an action can help overturn Roe v. Wade. How so?
I think that's ultimately the goal here. I don't think it's to address a problem with college savings accounts because, as I said, there's not one there. A family can start saving anytime they want for a child's college. But I think what they're trying to do is establish that it's a person so that they can use it to undermine Roe v. Wade.
So my one...
That seems to be the long way around the barn,
yes.
But I guess that is correct, isn't it?
And Governor Rauner is looking into it. I mean, we have a pro-choice Republican governor, so he's got to tread lightly if he wants to keep his base. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, I think he's got a primary coming up. When he signed House Bill 40 this fall, after telling House Republicans he would veto it, he drew himself a challenger. And she's reminding everybody not just his position, which is different from many Republicans, but the fact that he lied to Republicans about it. He lied to the cardinal in Chicago saying he would veto this bill. I think that's going to be the big issue in this upcoming primary campaign.
All right, let's go back to the congressional tax plan for a second. Your office calls it a, quote, horror story for middle class and unemployed. It's different from what we're hearing out of Rodney Davis's office. Can you break this down for us?
Like I said, we could talk about this all morning. My biggest complaint is there were a 400-page document that was passed in the middle of the night, at least in the Senate version. They were scribbling amendments on the bill. This is not the way this has been done in the past. Even Illinois, with all of our problems, do not pass legislation like this. So then you get to how it hurts a state or families here in Illinois. Using a loss of deductions for state and local taxes, a reduction in mortgage deduction interest. You know, there are various plans out there, but some would take away the tax credits for teachers who buy school supplies to help their children. In Central Illinois, where we have a large number of universities and institutions of higher education, there are a lot of provisions that are going to be bad for students and for universities. I just think the answer here, because there are lots of questions have broad ramifications for our society, is to slow this down. Have public hearings. I mean, this, the Senate version, they were making amendments, and people were voting on this with no idea what they were voting on. They didn't score this. So we don't even know what impact it's going to make on the budget. I think it is very much clear from everyone who's talked about this, it is going to add to our deficit. And it's funny, some of the biggest champions of this tax reform, just very recently, were some of the biggest opponents of deficit spending. It just seems to be a complete 180, complete flip-flop here.
Okay, one of the eliminations, Mike, tell me this is not serious. Write-off expenses, they're going to eliminate write-off expenses related to adopting a child with a disability. Why would we break it down? Why are we taking money away from teachers and people that want to take care of kids with disabilities? What's the end game here?
Well, I think there was one congressman who, you know, we say sometimes you make a mistake in politics when you tell the truth. There was one congressman who made a big mistake, who told the truth, and he says, because our donors expect this of us. And their donors, by and large, are multimillionaires and billionaires. And they have told Republicans in Congress, if they don't get their tax breaks, then our contributions are going to dry up. Now, they can spin it other ways, but that congressman, I believe, told the truth. Because this is not much more than a giveaway to the wealthy and corporations.
And you need to explain another vote to me. So Governor Rauner vetoed the Life Insurance Reform Act, but your office says families win as the Senate overrode that veto. So how are we winning with this Life Insurance Reform Act?
Well, so what our bill does is it says that life insurance companies who sold policies to people have to check, and if they died and their loved ones weren't paid, they have to notify them. It's the way everyone thinks life insurance should work, but it's not been that case. We found numerous instances where people bought policies, they passed away, and their loved ones never received a dime. And I just think that's wrong. So we passed legislation this year mandating, making it crystal clear to them that they've got to notify the beneficiaries. And almost everyone I talked to agreed with me on this, except for life insurance executives, and Bruce Rauner. Thankfully, members of the Senate overrode his veto and the House, and this is going to be the law of the land.
That is great news. One more question for you about the $10 million in Israel bonds that we've invested in, 50% increase since 2016. Is this going to change now that things in Israel are uncertain?
I think there has been uncertainty in the Middle East for the last 50 years. I think Israel has gone through much worse. And the entire time, over 50 years, there have been Israel bonds. They've never defaulted. They pay a higher interest rate than Treasury notes, and they help diversify our portfolio. It's a very small percentage of our portfolio, but I think it is a symbolic help to the only democracy in the Middle East, while diversifying our portfolio, getting better returns, and it's a strong, stable investment.
All right, State Treasurer Mike Frericks. Mike, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Dave, Elizabeth, thank you both.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great morning.
You too.
All right, you take care. We got more coming up on DWS.